Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The city of Soldana has come to an agreement with Jeanette Bauer, and she's accepted the position of city manager of Soldana and will start on May 15th. According to the city of Soldana, the agreement, which will begin on May 15th, shall continue until May 15th, 2026, unless terminated or extended. According to the employment agreement, Bauer's initial salary is $165,000 per year. After 6 months, Bauer's salary will be increased by an amount determined during the six-month performance evaluation upon receiving a favorable evaluation. Any other salary increases shall be determined by the City Council in its sole discretion during the annual performance evaluation and as part of the budget process. The city will provide Bauer with health, medical, dental, vision, insurance coverage, and benefits in the Public Employees Retirement System, or PERS. In consideration of the employee being available on a 24-hour basis as needed, the city shall provide a monthly car allowance for expenses associated with the use of employee's motor vehicle, the amount of $500 to extent allowed by the City of Soldana Motor Vehicle Usage Policy. The city shall provide the employee a one-time relocation allowance in the amount of $5,000, less applicable payroll taxes to be paid with the employee's first payroll check. In the event that the employee ends employment with the city within 2 years of the first day of work, the employee agrees to pay the city a prorated amount of $5,000 relocation allowance payment based on the length of employment with the city. Bauer currently serves as the city manager of the city of Seward and has held the position since May of 2021. The Soldana City Council on February 8th approved a two-month extension to the current contract for City Manager Stephanie Queen to allow for a smooth transition, extending Queen's contract through April 28th. Queen announced she would not seek to renew her employment contract with the City of Soldana on November 29, 2022. Queen's original employment agreement expired on February 28th. The U.S. Department of Labor announced on March 13, 2023, that they have selected a team from the state of Alaska to be one of the 9 teams from communities across the nation to participate in a 5-month Youth Systems Building Academy. Established in 2022 and administered by the DOL Employment and Training Administration, Youth Systems Building Academy was created to provide training and technical assistance to workforce systems and their community partners to help them explore, design, test, implement, and expand approaches to attract young workers and to support them once they join the workforce. The Alaska Community Team members participating in the Academy is led by the Director of Alaska Vocational and Technical Center, AVTEC, Kathy Lay Compone, with the partners from the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Alaska's Workforce Investment Board, AVTEC, and the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. Community partners include the Alaska Job Corps Center, Cook Inlet Tribal Council, and the Covey Academy at Covenant House, Alaska. We are so honored to have been selected from over 50 applicants and will work hard in our role of conveyors and facilitators to ensure the young Alaskans' voices are at the table as we design this system that will support their goals and futures, said Director Lay Compone. The goal of Alaska's Youth Systems Building Academy team is to develop a strategic action agenda that will guide system development in Alaska with the purpose of ensuring that young Alaskans between 16 to 24 years of age who are disconnected from school and the workforce will have easy access to training, work-based learning, and support services to grow and thrive. Through broad outreach to community partners, the Alaska team will serve as conveyors to build collaborative systems and develop strategies that improve youth employment outcomes. The review of Boarding Game South Central meetings, advisory committee elections for terms expiring in June, and discussions on the AC generator proposals will be the main items of discussion at the Kenai Soldana Fish and Game Advisory Committee, scheduled for Tuesday, April 4th at the Soldana Regional Sports Complex Conference Rooms. Find links to the agenda and information at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.